You're listening to Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist.
If you subscribe to Sirius Radio, you can tune in to this 24-hour green lifestyle channel. Lyme Radio calls itself a community of people seeking a healthier, greener, more balanced life. It's part of an explosion of green media. Over the past few years, we've seen major magazines like Vanity Fair and Business Week run green issues, a week of green coverage from NBC, nearly 2,000 green-themed stories in the country's top 10 newspapers in 2007 alone. That's up from less than 200 in 2000, according to the National Center for Business Journalism. But several outlets have placed their faith and their dollars specifically behind green lifestyle media properties. Mark Spellum launched one of those properties, a magazine called Plenty, in 2004. He says it's because he noticed something new taking root in society.
People were responding to the problem of global warming, and they were looking to lessen their footprint they had on the earth. And also businesses were doing the same. There was this whole sort of green business and cultural revolution, and it didn't seem like anyone was writing about it.
Plenty's media kit tells potential advertisers that its pages are all about hip green living. Its reader demographics tell them there's big money to be made. Their median household income is around $100,000, and they're willing to pay for a greener lifestyle. It might look like a gold rush on green, but Spellum believes it's no fad.
I think it's hardly a fad. I mean, part of the problem is, assuming you buy into global warming, you know, we have to change how we make things, how we go about our lives. So this isn't really going away.
Proof positive. This year, Plenty will be on the racks at every Target, Office Depot, and Office Max around the country. Green-minded consumers can also tune in to even more green lifestyle programming on television. Max Mead produces Building Green TV, a show that teaches viewers how to make their homes friendlier to the environment. The first season just aired on PBS. Mead says the topic is definitely going mainstream.
Producers and publishers are really starting to feel their way around and figure out how they're going to work with green themes and to what extent they should have dedicated programming or if they should integrate the themes into existing shows. That's where there's a little bit of head-scratching and confusion still.
Discovery Channel executives got past the head-scratching stage. They've invested $50 million to launch what they're calling the first 24-hour TV network dedicated to the green lifestyle. It's called Planet Green, and you can't watch it yet. The network goes live later this summer. But not all green lifestyle producers and publishers are new kids on the block. Doug Moss launched E! The Environmental Magazine 18 years ago.
I think we were sort of ahead of our time then, though obviously right now we seem to be right on time.
Moss says it's the buzz about global warming and reaction to Al Gore's film An Inconvenient Truth that put green in the spotlight and made the media world take note.
I think that a lot of publishers are jumping on board now because they see that there's so much public interest that it's something that they can do viably as a business.
But Moss looks askance at some of all this bandwagon jumping, especially since he's been publishing for nearly two decades. He questions the substance in it.
You know, when you're out there sort of in the trenches and you're telling people a lot of things they often don't want to hear, it's very difficult compared to taking the sort of warmer, fuzzy approach of, just pretty supermodels biting into apples on your cover.
Indeed, the message of green lifestyle media is often that going green is easy, painless, and certainly stylish. But that's only part of the picture, of course. To live in a way that protects the planet often requires a little bit of work, doing things differently, and it's not always stylish. But Moss says despite the trendy tone of some green media, interest in living a more sustainable life can only be a good thing. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.